Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, a Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Fall Creek, Oregon, and her preaching is entitled, What Do You Want From Me?
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. As the Lord spoke to me, a spirit entered into me and set me on my feet, and I heard him speaking to me. He said to me, Mortal, I am sending you to the people of Israel, to a nation of rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their ancestors have transgressed against me to this very day. The descendants are impudent and stubborn. I am sending you to them, and you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord God. Whether they hear or refuse to hear, for they are a rebellious house, they shall know that there has been a prophet among them. The word of the Lord. I was sitting in a chapel that had one of those life-size Jesus statues whose eyes follow you everywhere you go. And I was having a little bit of a faith crisis. And what I really wanted was those Jesus eyes to stop looking at me, which they just would not, no matter where I sat or stood. Finally, I looked at that statue, and yes, I did know better, but I blurted out anyway, please just tell me what you want from me. And then everyone, that statue said nothing because, you know, it was a statue. But I cried anyway, because although the Jesus statue didn't speak, I still remember these 15 years later how it did provoke me, because I really did want a sense of direction. I really did want a sense of approval. Why can't God just make things a little clearer? So we get a lesson about that today from Ezekiel. God sends the prophet not to a person, but to a people, that rebellious house of rebels, otherwise known as Israel. Ezekiel reminds individuals and communities how to worship and how to live. He calls the people and us back to what we already know. Actually, it's more than that. The prophet confronts us with what we already know we're supposed to be doing, because we've been created for relationship with God and with all of God's creation, including one another. And our thousands of years of scripture and theology and experience have affirmed that over and over. It was true then, and it's true now. Yes, we are still a rebellious house of rebels. But what God wants from us, God also wants for us. Yes, we're rebellious, but also loyal. Yes, we're transgressors, but we also want to do right. Yes, we are impudent and stubborn, but also respectful and repentant. Yes, we want to experience God deeply, not just in the heavenly communion, but in this cherished, damaged, beloved communion on earth. So I guess that life-size Jesus statue is talking to me. It says, hey, you've projected on me an impoverished understanding of how God leads humankind. It says, hey, I've told you what to do, you and all your friends. That hey is the voice of every prophet in history, including the Christ who promises his presence to us right here, right now. That hey is all the voices calling us to love God and neighbor, reminding us that God requires not just our loyalty, but our truth-telling, our mercy, our commitment to heal, our willingness to be a person of God and a people of God. We know how to love and how to live. And yes, it can be hard. If you listen here regularly, or read the news, or scroll through the latest, you know the needs. Eventually, sisters and brothers, we always do know that a prophet has been among us. But I guess what we might want now is to recognize when a prophet is among us. That kind of insight doesn't come from a chapel statue. Yes, the question is, what does God want from me and for me, from you and for you, from us and for us?